This is a News 1130 special report.
We're now entering the holiday party season, and some of us dread hosting a gathering. Today for Foodie Friday, Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver joins us with some tips to make the season a little more jolly. Good morning, Cassandra.
Good morning.
Now, are you the kind of person who likes to host Christmas parties?
I love having people over, yes. I always have lots of wine flowing and lots of little snacks, and it's a great time of year to get people together. And during the year, I dine out so often that it's nice to be home and just have some people come in once in a while.
Right. Nice to stay home every now and then. So what do people find most intimidating about hosting a party?
Well, I think just menu planning and trying to do too much. Mm-hmm. So what I've come up with is a couple local products that you can just purchase and bring in, and it'll just make your menu planning that much easier. So you know that I'm going to talk about oysters, because I always talk about oysters, and I have a couple on the list. I have the gourmet smoked oysters from the Oyster Man, and again, my favorites, the Effinghams, the fresh oysters, which are available down at the Lobster Man. So really easy to, you can actually ask for them to be shucked. You can open the can of oysters and serve them with a plate of cheese and crackers. Just a really good way to start the evening. You don't always have to have everybody over for dinner. Mm-hmm. You know, it's quite acceptable to just have a few snacks and drinks, and you know, a cocktail party is lots of fun.
And if your friends want to think, ooh, fancy oysters, and you know how quick and easy it was, you can let them think that.
Yes, you can. Another impressive product that's also, and these are all local, sustainable products, of course, is the new caviar that's coming out of the Sunshine Coast. And it is, it's ocean-wise, sustainable, and very tasty. You only need a little bit, and it's a really impressive product. I just like to put it a little bit of creme fraiche or sour cream on top of potatoes and just a bit of caviar. And for breakfast items, I went down to Granville Island the other day, and Le Baguette has these amazing croissants. They're frozen. You take them out of the package, let them rise, and then bake, and your whole house smells wonderful, and you can pretend that you rolled out the dough yourself, but it's a great way to sort of start a brunch.
Absolutely.
And while you're there, you could actually do a whole dinner party if you wanted to by just picking up a couple of their items, such as their stuffed quail or lamb shank, and they've got some seafood and lobster sauce, and you could do a few different things, mix up a salad, steam or roast some vegetables, and pick up a dessert there, like one of their bûche de Noëls, the Christmas cakes, and you've got a meal.
Wow, so it's really not very difficult to wow your friends and family at a holiday party.
No, and you've cooked some of the stuff yourself, and, mm-hmm. you know, you've heated it. That's part of it. And cheese plates are always good, too. There's Les Amis du Fromage and Benton Brothers cheeses. Lots of local stuff there. I love farmhouse cheddar. Gort's Gouda does an amazing Gouda. These are all BC cheeses. And, you know, putting together a cheese plate with my final recommendation of the Rocky Creek Winery Blackberry Port. Pour a little bit of that. Have a little bit of local cheese. And nobody will be leaving your party feeling that you weren't the hostess with the mostest.
Absolutely. Cassandra Anderton with Good Life Vancouver, thanks very much.